Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another installment of the Wednesday Weekly Word. I am Pastor Loretta Kreiner of the Tabernacle National Church, located in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. The Wednesday Weekly Word is a Beyond the Podium production of the Holy Tabernacle Outreach Mission Incorporated, a Nevada-based corporation. The Tabernacle is also home of the exciting new Blessed Bible Book Memory Program, where you can learn to effortlessly recite all the books of the Bible. Visit our website at www.holytabernacleoutreach.org for details. Now you are invited to join me for today's installment of the Wednesday Weekly Word. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come into your homes, wherever you may be, to share God's Word with you today. I am Pastor Kreiner of the Tabernacle National Church, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your weekly word host. You know, let's pray before we get into the word today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you for being so good and mindful of us, Lord. We want your word to go out and not return void, Lord. Let it touch the hearts of the listeners, Lord, and let it be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. You know, there was a poem that I used to read when I was a young teenager in Christ, and I really found this poem to be encouraging, and I wanted to share that poem with you tonight. And it goes like this: when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is weird with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a feller turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint in the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. There is a scripture in Psalm 61, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." That's right, saints. We are to run to God when we are in distress. I want to ask you, are you bombarded by thoughts of giving up? Thoughts like, everything I've tried to do in my life seemed to blow up in my face. Several times I've been told I was going to get that promotion, but guess what? I didn't. I go to school to better myself, and what? No job for me at the end of the road. I've been praying for this and I've been praying for that, but it seems like whenever I pray, I get kicked in the teeth. What's the point of me praying? So you say, God, I just feel like giving up and letting go. Thoughts like these are detrimental to our walk with God, saints. It is up to us to decide that it is time to change the way we think. Our thinking or our state of mind is totally connected to our emotions. Remember, we are new creatures in Christ. We need to know and understand that, because you know what? God never gives up on us. Hebrews 13:5 reads, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Here, God is letting us know not to long for the things that the flesh desires, but to be rich in God's love so that we can empathize with others. That means we can understand others in their plight. We need a love for God that runs deeper than our problems or our failures. This will enable us to look beyond our present situation and have compassion for the people around us who are suffering. When God said that He would never leave us or forsake us, He is saying that He is with us in the storms of our life. So then what do we say? That means that we become comforters to others in their storms as God is comforting us in our storms. We must believe that we have the nature of God to persevere. What does this have to do with my feelings of giving up, you ask? I'm saying this. I'm saying let's give the devil a black eye and go out and show how God's love for someone else, towards someone else, while you are feeling pain right now, while you can't see your way, go out and love on somebody. This is good medicine. It is medicine for the soul that leads us to our next step in having a right set mind for not giving up. And what is that next step? We have the power. This is that promised power by God to endure. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." In other words, do not allow your trials and hardships to intimidate you. Satan wants to neutralize or counteract our effectiveness of God. That's his whole design. He's a stealer, he's a killer, he's a deceiver, he's a distractor. That's his job. He's on it 24/7. But we will be bold. We will be strong. Why? Because our God is with us. So what can I do? What do I need to know? We need to get to the root cause of the problem. The root cause? Fear. Fear is an unpleasant feeling of anxiety or apprehension. We become reluctant. This reluctance is caused by the presence of knowing that we must deal with something that we feel that we're just unequipped to handle. You know, listeners, fear will paralyze us. Fear makes our hearts faint or even quit. Did I say quit? That's right. We're talking about giving up. And fear is one of the multi reasons for doing so. In the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 26 says, "Men's hearts fainting from fear and for the anxious expectation of what is coming on the world." Go to God and ask Him to reveal His perfect love for you. You know, we don't have to be afraid of tomorrow, dear children. We don't have to be afraid of having a lack of funds. We don't have to be afraid of the economy or any bullies out there, anything else, because in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Because what does fear do? It brings torment, the scripture says, "And he that fears is not made perfect in love." Yes, fear torments our mind. My brothers and sisters, we need to look at how the Holy Spirit gives us the power to cast out devils. That is one of the job attributes of the Holy Spirit. When we have the Holy Spirit, we too have the power to cast out devils. God's Holy Spirit can make us perfect in His love. How, you might say? Because perfect love is demonstrated in how we treat others. Oh my goodness. You mean my problems of feeling like giving up is a result of how I treat someone else? Well, you know, God is love. God is love. So let's talk about that. You see, we can't say we love God whom we've never seen and then display animosity and resentment towards people who are right in front of our faces. Hello. I know it's hard, but we got to think about these things because we are in a war. We are under attack, and we have to know our enemy And we have to know this God that we serve. Amen. So when we allow God's love to saturate every fiber of our being within us, guess what, brothers and sisters? Fear will leave. It's got to go. The next step in having a right mind or right thoughts towards God and our problems, it is very important that we remember our thoughts control our feelings. I want to say that again. Our thoughts control our feelings. Right now, if the feelings or emotions are not brought under subjection, guess what? Our feelings control our thoughts. And that is what's happening in our world today. Many saints' emotions are controlling their thoughts. God doesn't operate by emotions, saints, listeners. He doesn't. He operates by his word. We need to get the word of God in us. We need to read it. We need to use it. We need to say it. Satan hates you. He doesn't want to hear you say the word of God. He doesn't want you to use the word of God. But who used the word of God? Jesus used the word of God. Jesus told the devil to get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Use the word of God when the enemy is attacking your mind. Feelings. I was thinking about feelings today, and it reminded me of a musty odor. Feelings are like a musty odor in the air. You know, you don't like the smell, but you have to keep breathing in spite of the odor. You know, I don't live far from a pig farm. And one thing I do know is when the wind catches it just right, you walk out the door and slap in the face, you get the smell of pigs. It's not delightful and it's not pleasant. Your first reaction is to put your hand over your face. But you know you can only do that so long. Why? Because you need to breathe. You need the air. So you know what? You find out what's most important, breathing or holding your breath so you don't smell the stink. I say breathing. We need the oxygen. So let's do this. Let's put our emotions, which is secondary, even to the lowest part, and let's bring all those thoughts under subjection of God. Because guess what? Our thoughts are images or imaginations of the mind. Yes, that's what they are. We can imagine some things, can't we? Our imagination can take us places that we shouldn't go, especially when it comes to the Word of God. You see, what we're talking about today when we're talking about having a new way of thinking about God is we're talking about giving up those unhealthy habits of thinking negative thoughts that leads us to feeling like giving up. We got to get rid of that because that's where the enemy is prevailing, and we will not allow the enemy to prevail against us because we are new creations in Christ. Hebrews 12:3 says, "For consider him." Who is him? Jesus, that endured such contradiction, he endured opposition, listeners, of sinners against himself. That means he endured all of those attacks, them calling him names, all of the things that the miracles he performed and being rebuked for those miracles, he endured all of those from sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So we got to think about Jesus, who paid the ultimate price so that we wouldn't have to. I want to talk about that definition of fainting. The definition of fainting is to become dizzy, unstable, or off balance, unenthusiastic, and you'll lose and a loss of spiritual consciousness. This is the fainting that God is talking about. We don't want to become spiritually unconscious, but that sometimes happens when we find ourselves giving in to the flesh. Let's wake up. Let's shake ourselves. You know, when Samson was tied up because he was telling the Delilah how he could be subdued, we don't lay our heads down in the lap of the enemy. Let's shake him off. Let's get up. Amen. Because we don't want to fight. We don't want to faint. We don't want to be unstable. And we don't want to lose spiritual consciousness. Amen. Praise God. So, when we face hardships and discouragement, brothers and sisters, it's easy when we're in trouble to lose sight of the big picture. But we got to remember one thing. We are not alone. God has given us His Holy Spirit to help us. There are also people with testimonies of victorious, testimonies of how God has sustained them and brought them through. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. That song says, I have had many sorrows. I've had pay for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gives me blessed consolation that my trials come only to make me strong. Friends, suffering is the training ground that leads to spiritual maturity. Without it, we won't be refined. Remember, fire is what burns off the dross. Fire is what burns off the impurities. If we never had a problem, how could we know God could solve them? And how could we know that faith can bring us through? So what do we have to do? We got to break through the strongholds of Satan. That is located in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience to Christ. Ooh, what a mouthful. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord today. The weapons that are available us to fight against the devil's stronghold are these, saints. Prayer, faith, hope, love, God's word, the Holy Spirit. These are our weapons. They are mighty weapons. They are tools of offense and defense. Praise God. We can praise God today because we have the victory. When we are dealing with resistance of prideful individuals, or whether we are being attacked in our minds and feeling defeated, we need to know that there is nothing that can break down these barriers like the weapons that God has given us. Amen. So this is what you have today. You speak to those thoughts. You speak to them using the word of God. And guess what? They will obey you. They will obey you. They must, because you have the authority of God. Remember, he who began a great work in you will be faithful to complete it in you. Hebrews 12:2 says, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever you feel like you can't finish, Jesus will finish it for you. He will finish it in you, and he will finish it through you. Fix your eyes on him. Fix your mind's eyes on him right now. The word of God says God will keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind stayed on him. There's a lot of scriptures about our mind, because the mind is where Satan likes to set up camp and make it his playground. But kick him out. It belongs to God. I want you to understand these things before I go, as we're going to go back and review what we talked about when we feel like giving up. I want you to repeat after me. I will not be moved by the feelings of giving up. God doesn't quit on me, so I won't quit. I have the power to persevere. I am made in God's image. Fear makes people quit, and God's perfect love for me drives out fear. I speak to the thoughts of giving up, and I command them to leave my life. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. so I cannot fail in Jesus' name. Remember, brothers and sisters, resist the devil and he will flee. I've enjoyed this time with you, and I pray that above all, that you will be on time, on task, and on a mission for God. I am Pastor Kreiner of the Tabernacle of Las Vegas. I'll see you next time for another Wednesday Weekly Word. God bless. Have been listening to the Wednesday Weekly Word by Holy Tabernacle Outreach Community, located in Las Vegas, Nevada at 918 Valley View Boulevard. If you would like to fellowship with us, stop by or give us a call at 1-888-523-4866, or you can visit us at our website at www.holytabernacleoutreach.org. And please, pick up a copy of the Blessed Bible Book Memory Lesson for yourself or a friend. Also, remember to tune in for the Friday Faith Prayer, the Saturday Sunday School Preview, and our new Monday Press, all at 6 p.m. Next time we get together, I hope to find that you are on time, on task, and on a mission for God.